This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer Jeff Nowak joins us on the live line. Hey, Jeff, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's not raining for once. You know, it feels like feels like a whole new day.
Yeah, you've been out there at practice and at the Saints facility, and we got rain every day, and there's still a chance of some showers today. But they were able to get some practices in, and y'all were able to watch some of it. Bobby was just raving about the quarterback play. Did you share that optimism after seeing the QBs?
Yeah, so it was another indoor practice because they haven't been able to get outside this week because of the weather. I think they did have one day outside, but you know, it's interesting because you don't want to overhype anything this time of year. You're playing 7-on-7. If you talk to the defensive players, they'd be like, all right, this is kind of a warm-up because they can't really do anything. They can't rush the passer. They can't tackle anybody. They can't really even make contact. So it's a lot easier for the offense at this stage than the defense. But, no, I mean, there were a couple throws from Tyler Shuck yesterday that really caught people's attention. And that's been kind of the trend is Spencer Rattler looks a little bit more kind of composed and confident in the offense itself. And Tyler, you see all of the tools and the reasons the Saints were drawn to him in the first place. I think he's thrown three deep balls in the two practices we've been out there. All three have been perfect. Three different receivers, hit each guy in stride. And it was Rashid Shaheed, Bub Means, and Donovan Peoples-Jones. Two of those guys, not exactly burners. So it's you're building some confidence in that he can throw to a lot of different types of receivers. He can put the ball where it needs to be. It's a quality trait. One of the things Tyler does really well is he can roll out to his left and throw the ball kind of off platform and put it on the money. That was really the throw that Bobby was talking about. It was actually an incompletion because Danny Stutzman is the rookie linebacker out of Oklahoma, got his hand in and broke it up. But the throw itself was, remarkable, and it's something that you see from him on tape. And I imagine that's something the Saints will try to take advantage of if he does play as a rookie, because it's just not a run-of-the-mill QB trade. It's something that he does very, very well, and that was kind of one of the first times people got to see it close up. So it was like, wow, that's just one of those moments that, you'll look at it in the, if you look at the stats from camp, it's like, oh, that's just 0-for-1. But it was just it was a throw that kind of gave you the glimpse of, okay, this is what the Saints saw in him. It's really easy to overhype quarterbacks at this stage. The Saints are going to have a lot of question marks at the quarterback position, regardless of who plays there. I don't want to make it out to be something it's not. It's like the first step in a long, 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 long race.
And we know that last year didn't matter who was quarterback because they had no opportunity to read a defense, let a receiver get downfield, and establish their feet because they were constantly running for their lives because there was huge problems on the offensive line. So we can get excited about the quarterback play when there's no pressure from the defense, as you pointed out, but then that does raise the next question. Okay, is the offensive line going to be able to protect whoever it is taking those snaps?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it did matter who was at quarterback because in the games that Derek Carr played, you had a chance to win. In the games he didn't play, it didn't really seem outside of, you know, obviously that comeback against the Commanders, the first half against the Bucs in Week 18, you were competitive. But, yeah, I mean, when you have a young, inexperienced quarterback and you put him behind a patchwork offensive line with no weapons at wide receiver, yeah, it's going to be hard to have any level of success. What Derek Carr was able to do was eliminate the negative plays and the mistakes and give you a chance to win in an ugly game. As far as the offensive line, yeah, I mean, I keep, you know, every now and then people say, I wish they would just invest more in the offensive line. And like, I look at this offensive line group and there's a massive investment in it. Cause you look up and down the line, you have 4 first round picks and a high second round pick. And that was in a year where that was the number one pick the Saints made in 2019. Cause they didn't have a first rounder. They took Eric McCoy. They traded up to get him. So, no, I mean, I think they are hoping this group can be a strength as opposed to a weakness, and that's why you keep going for offensive line in the first round. That's why last year you brought in Talia Sifuaga. That's why this year you brought in Kelvin Banks. And you know, one of the interesting things that's happened is we've seen the alignment so far. It has been Trevor Penning moving from right tackle to left guard, Talia Sifuaga moving from left tackle back to his more natural position of right tackle, and the rookie Kelvin Banks slotting in at left tackle. And you do that because you see Kelvin Banks and Talia Sifuaga as kind of your bookend tackle tandem for the next decade, right? So that's, you want to put them in the positions that you see them growing at long term. And whether that's necessarily the best case for this season to have a rookie left tackle, I think if there's going to be growing pains at left tackle, this is the season I want to get that out of the way. And so the question becomes, okay, can Trevor Penning play guard? He's never done it in his career. It's a new position for him. He's learning in real time. So it's tough to say. And at this point, you don't have any contact. So it's all kind of individual drills. They're doing a lot of classroom work. But I feel pretty good about the offensive line. The question is, okay, once you get past the starters, how do you hold up? Because that was the issue last year. It wasn't the players you had on the field week one, even week two. It was the players you had to slot in there when guys got hurt. I talked
and
to Peter
Reed
about this yesterday.
Yeah, injuries
happen.
Yeah,
I mean, but to a level, to a degree last year that you could never get any continuity. I talked to Cesar Ruiz about this yesterday. It's like, you know, he was out for several weeks, and then McCoy was out for several weeks, and then Lucas Patrick was in and out all season. You were just never able to not only have your starters, but build any continuity with the players that were out there because it was a different lineup every week inside of the tackles where you actually had both starting tackles play all 17 games. So, you know, hopefully that's the case. Hopefully you kind of regress closer to the mean and you get some, you know, health out of that group so they can build, because that was the biggest issue last year. You just could never get any consistency.
You talked about also the problems at wide receiver with injuries and other issues that they faced there. You got to have someone to throw the ball to. You feeling any better about that this season?
I mean, everyone's healthy right now, so that's a good start, right? We'll have to see. You know, Chris Olave, it's tough because, you know, he could be healthy all 16 games and he takes one bad hit in week 17 and suddenly that goes away, right? So he's a really talented player. It's just hard to know it's hard to rely on him and say like, oh, this is going to be the kind of a locked in guy, because one hit and suddenly who knows. But he looks really good right now. Rashid Shaheed is back healthy. He had the knee injury last year. I think it was in week 7. It was the game against the Broncos. And he tore his meniscus. He had the surgery. So he's back. You know, I was interested to see whether he was able to get out and be a full go in these practices, where in the past, I feel like you might have seen them kind of slow play it, maybe do a ramp up. No, he's been a full go, full participant, looks fast, looks good. So that's been positive to see. Because I do think that tandem is really good when you get it on the field. Brandon Cooks is going to be out there too. He looks fast. You got some intriguing young receivers. You got a veteran in Donovan Peoples-Jones that you signed after a tryout. So, you know, I think whoever ends up starting week one, they are going to get the benefit. They're going to get a benefit that neither Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler had last year, in that they get to throw to the receivers that are supposed to be there, not Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who showed up in week seven and ended up being your top wide receiver, Dante Pettis, who is still here and I expect to stick on the roster. I think this is going to be a very speed-driven group. It's not going to be a very physical wide receiver group. So whoever can take better advantage of that, I think, throughout camp is going to win that job.
And defensively, while you haven't really, and again, we are very early, folks. We've just come through the draft and free agency. I get it. We haven't had any contact practices. You have only gotten to see a little bit of work on the field. Most of these voluntary workouts are not open to the media. But based on what we know now, what about the defense?
Yeah, so, you know, we're kind of seeing the first vestiges of Brandon Staley's scheme. You know, one of the interesting things is, in the past, where you see a 7-on-7 drill, we haven't seen any 11-on-11 yet, where the defensive line would not even be involved at all because, you know, there's no pass rush, really. In this case, because you're shifting to a scheme with outside linebackers who you have to drop into coverage a decent bit, you'll see, like, Cam Jordan out there playing coverage or Carl Granderson playing coverage. So that's been interesting. And I think, you know, figuring out what the roles are going to be there is going to be a big part of this question. Like, are you actually having Cam Jordan drop into coverage? Because, you know, it hasn't been something he's in year 15. He hasn't done that. Occasionally you would have him do it, but it has never been part of his real job. And beyond that, you know, it's tough to say. Quincy Riley, the rookie out of Louisville, he had a procedure after the draft. So he's kind of on the mend right now. They expect him to be back for camp. But one of the big questions is going to be, okay, who lines up on the outside across from Kool-Aid McKinstry when Alante Taylor goes inside and plays in the slot? And right now it's been Ike Yadam, who's Saints re-signed this offseason after, you know, he was here in 2023. He signed with the 49ers in 2024. Brandon Staley was actually an assistant on that staff, and now he's back in the same number, which I appreciate because it makes it a little easier on me trying to figure out who he is. But so right now it's Ike Yadam, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alante Taylor in the slot. I expect you're going to at least let Quincy Riley compete for that kind of secondary role. But we'll have to see. At this point, you're just not getting a ton of it. Danny Stutzman, I think, has been kind of fun to watch. He's all over the place. You know, he's really athletic at the linebacker position. Got a nice pass breakup yesterday. So, you know, you're kind of seeing these guys get into it. But until the pads come on and the defense really gets to kind of assert themselves, I don't think we're going to have a really great picture.
We're talking with Saints sideline reporter, digital producer Jeff Nowak. We've heard some very encouraging things coming out of these voluntary workouts at the Saints OTAs, and reasons that perhaps we should be optimistic about an improved Saints team next season. That having been said, ESPN has released their initial power rankings for the coming season, and out of the 32 teams, they put the Saints dead last. When we come back, I'll get Jeff's thoughts on that. Are the Saints the worst team in the NFL? If so, wow. If not, why is ESPN putting them there behind the Titans, the Browns, the Jets, and the Panthers? Are the Saints worse than the Panthers, Jets, Browns, and Titans? We'll talk about it after this on WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, and in just a moment, we're going to be opening up the lines to anything you want to talk about today. And one thing you might want to sound off on is this next conversation I'm going to have with Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital producer Jeff Nowak. Jeff, the first NFL football power index for 2025 is out from ESPN. They rank the Eagles number one, not surprising. The Chiefs number two, no surprise there. The top 10 are rounded out by the Ravens, Lions, Bills, Commanders, Bengals, Packers, Chargers, and Rams. At the bottom, dead last, number 32, the New Orleans Saints. Does that surprise you?
Well, so the football power index is a little different than your typical power ranking. So it's a little more, it's analytics driven. So it's a lot less, you know, subjective, where, but that only means so much because I have seen just straight up power rankings that have the Saints last as well. In this case, I think one of the reasons the Saints get dropped all the way to the bottom is the quarterback. One of the heavy factors in the football power index kind of rankings and how they determine it is the expected quarterback play. And that went downhill very fast, because they're basing this on now Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck as opposed to Derek Carr, which would probably put them a few spots higher, not all that much higher. But that's why you're sitting below a team like the Titans, because when the presumptive starter is a second-round pick versus the number one overall pick, the Titans are going to get a little more credit in that ranking. So in this case, it's a lot of it's being driven by that. As far as are the Saints the worst team in the NFL? Probably not. But, you know, are they in the bottom 10? Yeah, probably. I don't think you look at this team from an outsider's perspective and see any reason to go out on a limb and say, oh, they could be sneaky good this year. You know, these power rankings are not exactly nuanced. No one's trying to be wrong. So they're going to take kind of the most likely path, and the most likely scenario for the Saints is that with a first year head coach, with a question mark at quarterback, with, you know, a lot of questions up and down the roster, they're going to struggle. So whether you want to say, okay, they're worse than the Giants and Panthers and Jets and whoever else, you know, those teams have a veteran quarterback that should raise the baseline to some degree. I don't know how much higher Justin Fields raises the baseline for the Jets, but he's not a rookie or a second-year player with six career starts. He's had multiple years of starting experience. So I think that's what it comes down to. When people outside the market look at the Saints, they see a team kind of floundering without a quarterback, and they don't have a lot of faith in a guy like Tyler Shuck, who was in the second round because no one wanted to take him in the first round. So I don't necessarily agree with it. I would move them up a few spots if I was just making a ranking myself, but I understand why they're there.
Yeah, and even folks who are the highest on the Saints that I've heard, analysts, you know, they think that, and I think Bobby even said 7 wins this season would be great based on what we know about this Saints team. Well, 7 wins isn't putting you anywhere near the postseason, but will they be better than they were last year? And is the rebuilding on the right track, I guess, are the key questions.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about the football power index you were talking about is they have the Saints at number 32, but they don't have them with the highest odds to get the number one overall pick. They have like the 4th best odds to get the number one overall pick. And one of the reasons is they play in a weak division. So they're going to have, you know, those games against the Panthers that are winnable, the games against the Falcons that are winnable. And the Bucs are probably the only team that you would look at and say they're the favorite. Beyond that, they play a fourth place schedule, so they're going to have a lot of winnable games. So, you know, I don't think it's a situation where you look at it like, even if they are the worst team in the NFL, they're probably going to run into a few wins. So that becomes problematic from a rebuilding perspective of like, okay, well, you get the number one overall pick, you can draft the quarterback of the future. I don't think the Saints are going to be in that scenario. So it's going to come down to like situational, okay, how do you perform in these games? How do the quarterbacks look in these games? Like the worst case scenario is Tyler Shuck starts all 17 games, you win 6 games, but don't feel like he's the quarterback of the future and you're not in position to draft that quarterback. The best case scenario is, you know, you obviously win a bunch of games with those quarterbacks and you're sneaking to the playoffs, whatever. But I think for this to be on the right track, you want to come out of this season feeling like you have a quarterback that you can build around. And then you have, even if the season goes poorly, a lot of high draft picks to keep putting pieces around him. So, yeah, I mean, I think you don't need to put your head in the sand and say like 10 wins or bust, 12 wins or bust. There's a lot of scenarios where you come out of the season feeling good about the direction of the team, even if it's a fifth straight missed postseason.
Jeff Nowak, always enjoy listening to your analysis. You bring the facts to the table, and you always help us understand better when we're talking about the New Orleans Saints. Appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. I guess you get a couple days off. No work at Saints camp this weekend, huh?
All LSU baseball this weekend, baby.
Yeah, all right, and the weather's going to be perfect for it.
Right.
Thank you, Jeff. Enjoy it.
Yep, have a good one.
Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital producer here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.